All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, before the break, I was talking about whether or not Democrats should start treating Republicans like the violent extremists they are. And I was talking about this article written by Juanita Tolliver of the Griot. And she talked a little bit about Pelosi's description of rock bottom can only be focused on January 6th. This has to expand to include the collective harm of Republican actions. For example, consider the fact that the minority leader Kevin McCarthy and House Republicans fought tooth and nail to prevent Representative Paul Gosar from being removed from his committee positions. After he posted a violent video that depicted President Joe Biden being attacked and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being killed. Well, the fact that core themes for the GOP are banning history and Black authors in the name of white comfort and suppressing Black and brown votes. About the fact that Representative Lauren Boebert used racist anti-Muslim slurs against Representative Ilhan Omar in a stump speech and threatened to bring a gun to the House floor. This is also about the fact that Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene harassed Representative Cori Bush to the point of compromising her safety and prompting her to move offices. You know, this is the GOP Republicans who comprise, you know, all manner of things that just are not right. Politically and strategically, that means holding up the mirror in every single election and drawing a contrast between the violent extremism of the Republican Party and the ongoing efforts of Democrats to respond to America's needs. I don't know. You know, I don't know why. If it's just the Democratic Party itself and that they just don't have people in the party who are as, you know, horrible individuals as Republicans are, or that they just don't have the fight, intestinal fortitude or testicular fortitude in order to be able to battle back. But at some point in time, in order for this to be overturned, it's going to have to happen. And our phone lines open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, I heard Dr. Craig say that I think former governor Tommy Thompson is entering the race for governor for the state of Wisconsin. I don't know. Sam, can you find that out? Let's see if former governor Tommy Thompson is entering the race. But I'll tell you something.
He's thinking about it. He's not quite sure yet, but he'll announce that soon.
Yeah. You know, how old is he? 80?
80.
Okay. let me tell you something. The Republicans are in such a battle at the state level. The one thing I will say about former Governor Tommy Thompson is he was a fair man. I remember that kind of Republican where he did not punish the city of Milwaukee. He was somebody who realized that, you know, what's happening in this state was all for one and one for all. And he made sure that the economic engine of the state of Wisconsin was healthy. The poor received their fair share. I respect former Governor Tommy Thompson tremendously, because he again was a prime example of what Republicans used to be. You could count on him to have dialogue, to sit down and have conversations with Democrats and work things out. But he is now considered a dinosaur. And whatever he was, I mean, for heaven's sakes, I'm considered a dinosaur in some circles. But Governor Thompson is considered a dinosaur not because he's 80 years old. He's considered a dinosaur because he believes that working out situations and problems with the other side is to the benefit of everyone. He believes in having dialogue. And that's why today he'd never win. He'd never get a chance. Republicans will never accept him and what he brings to the table, because the Republicans of yesterday are not the Republicans of today. And Governor Thompson doesn't have that kind of hatred in his body. He's going to do what's in the best interest of everybody. And, you know, God bless him if he's going to attempt, you know, to do this. But I don't, you know, 80 years old, and he's thinking about running. I'll tell you, if the choice for me was an 80-year-old Governor Thompson or a 45-year-old strawberry shortcake, well, I guess she's also known as Rebecca Clayfish. You know, she got red hair, so I always refer to her as strawberry shortcake. You know, I would have to go with Governor Thompson because I know he would help improve our state, bring balance back to the state. And man, if he's running again, I'm going to reach out to him. I'm going to have him on these airways. You can rest assured of that. I'm going to have the former governor on the airways. I'm looking forward to having his conversation. As I've already reached out to our present governor, Tony Evers. I've been fortunate to be able to have him on the air, and we're going to hurry up and get him back on the air as we continue to, you know, move this new time slot and this new radio station and become more and more relevant at what is taking place in our state and not just in Waukesha or the city of Milwaukee, but our state, because all of them comprise the state of Wisconsin. We can be separated by borders, but we certainly can't be separated by the fact that we all are in the state of Wisconsin. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I noticed Luke liked that strawberry shortcake, but you guys are young. You know, people in my generation don't know anything about the strawberry shortcake. Yeah. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Get the hurt somehow. All the people we-